Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go, man.
Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour Constellation Kegger. DA with you. From the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Detroit to Dallas, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Hey, thanks so much for being with us, everybody. It's a Trash Tuesday. What is it that's eating you? What is it that's annoying you? What is it that you need to vent about? Today is your day. Throughout the show, tweet at me, and I'll read through your trashes over the course of the next 4 hours. Also, you can dial me up to trash on the air as well. Here are your lifelines for your trashings. On Twitter, follow me and tweet at me, DA on CBS. Again, that's DA on CBS. On the phones, hit me up at 855-212-4227. This morning on the show, there's a great story in college football, as opposed to a lot of the bad news surrounding college football. A lot of the sky is falling talk surrounding college football. How about St. Thomas of Minnesota? A Division III powerhouse that was so good, their conference essentially said, look, you don't have to stop playing, but you got to get the hell on out of here. They were too good. They were so dominant that St. Thomas made the jump from Division III to D1. We're going to talk to their AD coming up here from St. Thomas. Phil Esten is going to join us coming up in hour number three. Imagine making the jump in 1 year from D3 to D1. Incredible. Also, we'll do our trashes coming up here a little over an hour from now. We will dissect and analyze whether Dan Snyder could lose his team over the recent fallout from the Washington Post expose. Antonio Brown may have retired for good. Do we believe him and should we care? A Bulls rookie just put their head coach on blast. Could human analysis save the college football season and the playoff? And are the bubbles the safest place on earth? It's magical. All of that coming up this morning here on the show. But we begin with the NFL. Hey, more good news. If you're looking for good news, the sports world actually is providing that these days. Yesterday, we talked about how over the weekend, so many of the NFL stars spoke up and spoke out against the NFL and what they viewed as murky, unclear, unfocused safety precautions. Well, the NFL heard them. The owners heard them. The commissioner heard them and snapped to it, because yesterday there was major movement on the front of safety and agreement. Yesterday, the NFL and the NFLPA agreed to testing protocols. They agreed that for the first 2 weeks of camp, we've got training camp set to begin for the entire league coming up in a week. That's right, the beginning of next week, July 28th, we have training camp set to open. We have now got protocol agreed upon by both sides. In the first 2 weeks of training camp, the NFL players will be tested every single day. And that you will need more than only one negative test to re-enter team facility. So, first 2 weeks, you get tested every single day. If you're negative once, that's fine. You've got to have a second negative before you are allowed back. Now, this is pretty big, number one, because they are going to test and turn around the results within a day every single day. And they are going to have an agreement. They're going to do this for the first 2 weeks. And so, kind of like we've seen from the NHL, kind of like we've seen from the early testing of the NBA and Major League Baseball, right now the testing numbers look good for these athletes. Not a lot of positives, which is awesome, which is huge. Not only huge for the safety of all of these human beings, which is the most important, but also the restart of sports, which we are all hoping and rooting for. Another breakthrough yesterday, where the owners heard the players. They had a 2 preseason game schedule set up, and then they went down to 1 preseason game. The players still wanted none, 0 preseasons. And reportedly, the NFL heard them on that and went from 4 to 2 to 1. And apparently, the NFL has made an offer to players for 0 preseason games. Now, this is really unique because the NFL owners and commissioner, the league office, has been notoriously hard to negotiate on the players. That these two sides have not been ever on the same wavelength, and rarely, if ever, has the league side bent to the wishes of the players. But the players wanted hard and fast safety protocols, and they wanted 0 preseason games, and it sounds and looks like they got both. So, do we have right now a kinder, gentler NFL? It is where we begin the cold open.
The NFL has relented again on the preseason games, and just within the last 15 minutes, they reportedly agreed to daily testing for at least the first couple weeks of training camp. So,
that's great.
Seems like the players are getting more and more of what they want, but that's on the health and safety stuff. I'll be really interested to hear what happens with the financial stuff and the smoothing of the cap, because it's so funny, because that's what the owners always care about.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That's Ross Tucker, NFL analyst, former NFL player on Tiki and Tierney right here on CBS Sports Radio yesterday. And he brings up an important point here. This is safety and wellness. This is not financials. And my guess is, not to be too cynical here, but I think the owners are going, hey, if we need to bend somewhere, bending on health and wellness serves two masters here. number one, we get a league started and we play football. That's good for us. And then the second part of that is we then go to the players and say, hey, we gave you everything you wanted from health and wellness, and now you've got to give us something that we want on the financial end. That's my guess here, not to be too cynical, but my guess is that's why the owners are doing this, because we rarely, if ever, see the owner simply say, yeah, you know what? Good idea. We're going to give that to you. But I also think this, that first part, getting the league back. The NFL's league office has operated with the clear directive since February. Since this started to circulate and since March, when the sports world and the country and the world in general shut down. And that is, we will play football. Whatever it takes, whatever rocks we unturn, whatever decisions we have to make, whatever protocol we have to implement, it's going to be football as normal. Now, it doesn't sound like we're going to have fans, but we're going to operate the football schedule as normal. We're going to have free agency as normal, the draft as normal. We're not going to gather for that, but a virtual draft. We're going to have the offseason executed as normal outside of joining one another in person for workouts. But training camp's going to start at the same time, and we're going to have the preseason played, and we're going to have the regular season played. Now, they have apparently stripped away the preseason, but they have hit all of their traditional benchmarks in terms of timing. I think the NFL has realized one thing. That if they play football, not only do they get to keep all of their millions, but also I think they've been playing this out as we get to save America. I really wonder if there's a bit of a God complex here when it comes to the NFL and maybe Roger Goodell, because I think they felt as though if we just act normally here, we will be seen as heroes. And that's an even bigger win, bigger piece of the pie for us. Because the NFL, since Roger Goodell took over, has had one very clear goal here. Their North Star is increase revenue every single year. And they've done so by expanding their fan base or trying to expand their footprint, whether it is with the female audience here in the States, whether it is international audience, other countries, expanding NFL Europe, more games on TV, more primetime affairs, more marketability for the players, more media outlets involved. They have tried every which way to increase the pie. You know how you increase the pie in a COVID world? You play the hero. And I think they saw also what Major League Baseball did by playing the villains and said, we're going to go the other way on this. I mean, look, the NFL owners, again, don't oftentimes just lay down and say, yeah, you know what the players want? We're just going to give them. And they've given them, within 24 hours, the safety protocol that they wanted and offered no preseason games. That's a pretty big swing. The NFL realizes their pie grows if they play hero, and they're doing it, and they can also ask on the back end from the players some financials back, having acquiesced to their wants now. But you know what? That's great for us. If you're asking me what's good for us, it's this. It's the NFL owners and players not fighting tooth and nail like baseball, dragging their feet and not having a game plan. I mean, if they come together and they've got a training camp July the 28th, 29th, if they have training camp starting early next week, who cares if there's preseason? It just means that they are back at facilities, working out, conditioning, and getting ready for the weekend after Labor Day, which is all we care about. Preseason, I sneeze at the preseason. Nobody cares about the preseason. We don't need the preseason. We've got everything else going on in August. We've got the NBA playoffs. We've got the Stanley Cup final and the Stanley Cup playoffs coming up. We've got, obviously, Major League Baseball playing. We don't need preseason football in August. So the NFL realizes all of this leads them to their pile of money at the end of the rainbow, and they're going to do it. And we say, huzzah! Congrats! Thank you! Just get this season going. Hit me up, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. Mraz, there's not a doubt in my mind that Roger Goodell and the 32 owners looked at baseball and said, let's not do that.
And how refreshing is that? How refreshing was all the news yesterday to come out of the NFL, to be self-aware, to understand the things that we could fight with the players about that the players want are just simply not worth fighting about. So why not play hero? Why not play nice? This will work better in future CBAs. And also, DA, you just brought up everything we're going to have on TV in August. It's called being self-aware if you're Roger Goodell. Those national TV preseason games, or even in the local markets, simply aren't worth it when you consider, okay, the fans have other stuff to go with, but what is worth it is not screwing up this regular season and making sure you start on time, especially for your primetime games. And the reason I bring that up, just yesterday, DA, they finally were able to resume TV and film production in the New York City area. They are doing so as well in California. And why that's important? Most of the network TV shows that come out for the fall runs have already announced they will either come out in November or summer, waiting till January. Meaning, if the NFL wasn't already winning the fall ratings all over the place, there will be zero competition for them Monday nights, Thursday nights, Sunday nights. And that TV revenue, I would think for advertising, could get even larger. More money to be spent on their commercials because all eyes will be on the NFL in the fall, and they cannot screw that up.
That's an interesting little nugget there. So you're telling me that the primetime shows won't have new content. We'll see reruns, old stuff, right through the fall, no earlier than like November, Thanksgiving, or maybe into January. So the NFL has all these primetime windows to themselves with brand new, fresh content.
That was a lot of the buzz yesterday as shows and stuff like that began to be able to film again. They are so far behind that many are going to alter the way fall TV programming is. We're usually, you know, ready around the NFL for that mid-September debut of a lot of shows, sometimes early October. Many cases when they usually go away for a little bit, that's when you might get some around late November. And some are just saying, you know what, we're going to wait till the winter begins after the holidays in January. Film everything, get all our editing done. There's so much that goes into it. So the NFL always is the top TV show in the fall, all of these things, but all of their competition that finishes right behind them in all the weeks, a lot of those major shows will not be there competing with the NFL.
Oh, could you imagine the numbers on Chiefs games or on Buccaneers games in prime time when there's no other TV that has fresh content? What type of gargantuan
Incredible.
Television rating numbers that the NFL will do? Oh, my goodness.
Incredible. Ooh. So they know they can't screw this up and have training camp not start on time and suddenly they're a couple weeks behind. They have a big cash cow ahead of them in this NFL regular season, maybe more so than we've ever seen.
And we'll get to this later on in the morning, but if you are wondering, boy, can the NFL pull this off? Well, the good news is testing is coming back very few positives, for hockey, baseball, and basketball right now. So the athletes are doing their part. The bubbles are safe. And these facilities apparently are safe as well, which means that the NFL has a lot to like in terms of their potential, at least at the outset, to get in the season started on time. When we come back, soundcheck, your best audio of the day, including an NBA player saying, suck it up and shut up about the bubble. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Remember, you can watch the DA show every single day on your phone. Just go to watchda.com. Just type that into your URL, into your browser. You can watch the show on any device, anywhere. Watchda.com. We begin with LeBron, who believes he's got a strong case for MVP this season.
As far as the MVP race, I think I, you know, show what I'm capable of doing. You know, not only individually, but from a team's perspective, us being number one in the West. There was a lot of conversation about, you know, LeBron can do those things in the East, but if he ever came to the West, what can he do? You know, so you know, I heard all of that. And to be able to have our team at the top of the Western Conference and playing the way that we were playing at that time and the way I was playing, you know, that's definitely a good feeling.
As I said yesterday, it's a joke how few MVPs LeBron has won over the course of his career. He could have had an MVP twice as many times as he has won it. He hasn't won one since 2013. Very obviously, you could hand him that award most years, specifically since then. But ultimately, this year, whether he wins the MVP or not, which he likely will not because Giannis will, if LeBron gets the championship, the NBA Finals, the Larry O'Brien Trophy, that's what really matters, as it is every season. Because if LeBron wins one this year, yes, it'll be a weird, uncommon, atypical NBA championship, but it's going to be a tough one, and it's going to be a unique one. It would have happened in the season that Kobe passed away, and for his third team, LeBron would have won three championships with three different franchises. A remarkable feat. So the MVP would be nice for LeBron. You could give it to him just about every single year. He's had a phenomenal season before the stoppage, but it's all about a championship for LeBron this year, as it is most seasons for him. Now, speaking of the NBA, how about the bubble down in Orlando and the Wide World of Disney? We've got all of the NBA players inside the bubble staying at these hotels and resorts, playing a little bit of golf. I've seen them do a little fishing off of the bridges around Disney World. Here is Thunder big man Steven Adams saying, shut your trap if you're complaining about this.
It's all good, mate. Let's be clear, mate. This is not Syria, mate. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that hard. It's not that difficult, mate. You know what I mean? We're living in a bloody resort, you know. Everyone's got to complain. Everyone has their own preferences, mate. But you know, it's not anything too serious. It's just a bit of dry food here and there, and yeah, get bored every now and then. But yeah, it's all good, man. It's pretty cool. It's actually pretty cool because you actually get to interact with a couple of the other teams, players on the other teams, you know. So that's pretty cool.
Steven Adams he's one of the most refreshing personalities in the NBA because he really calls it as he sees it. He's really unbelievably honest, and he's got that New Zealand Kiwi type of wry sense of humor. It's not that bad, man. It's not that bad. A little dry food. It's not that bad. It's a little boring. That's it. It's not that bad. And, you know, I think, as I said yesterday, I think when human beings are confronted with change, they are resistant at first, but they are quickly and easily adaptable. Nobody wants to change. It is one of these things where we are really scared, really nervous, really fearful. We get anxiety. Nobody wants change at all. Oh my God, don't make me change. And then you do it, and you do it for like 2 days, and suddenly people are into the groove of it. Okay, yeah, this is fine. There hasn't been a lot of complaining from the NBA players over the last week. The first 2 days they were there, this food sucks. This is so boring. This hotel room stinks, blah, blah, blah. We haven't really heard that recently. People are adaptable once they get into and are forced into that situation. And Steven Adams is right. It's a hotel. It's a resort at Disney World. I mean, is it boring? Yeah. Is it hot as hell in Orlando these days? Of course. But is it that bad? Of course not.
D.A., amongst all the realism Steven Adams just brought, though, he still took the shot. And I just think the one thing that's going to come out of this bubble is when everything is back to normal, I have a hard time thinking people are flocking to buy that food all-inclusive package at Disney at this point, because he's still taking shots at the Disney World food. Disney World trying to be the most gracious host, and no player can stand to eat their food, even when they're trying to be realistic about it. So, you know, you're going to take the family, the kids, all that, and Disney offers you, goes, well, here's our full food package. No. Even Steven Adams said it's dry. I'm going to Perkins across the street. I mean, what
are we dry doing? Food here and there. And
it goes to show you that these NBA players are used to eating real well. You know, when they travel on the road, their meals are thousands of dollars. And then when they eat at the facility or on the charter flight, they've got the best food catered to them. So they have been eating the best of the best for years, and now they get the slop that we get served when we go to a hotel. And they're looking at that continental breakfast being like, oh my God, this is inedible. This is hideous.
I've seen pictures that look like a lunch I'd crave and go out of my way to the mall food court for. I don't understand the big deal here.
No, it ain't Nobu sushi for them, so forget it. And finally, here is Chiefs defensive end Chris Jones. Believing that, there's a few more Lombardis in their future.
This is only the beginning. Be prepared to have another parade and another parade and another parade, because we're going to make sure we bring not one, not two, not three, not four, but five-plus rings to Kansas City. You know, it's been 50 years. The wait has been great, but the wait is over now, and it's time to create a dynasty. And I want them to fully know that Stone Cold Jones is here to stay. Tech Nation is here to stay, and we're going to make a movie of this.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Well. Look, I hate the predicting of championships because they're so damn hard to win as it is. Does it feel like the Chiefs are a potential budding dynasty? Of course. You have Patrick Mahomes. You've already won a championship. And it feels like the window's now wide open to the AFC, considering Tom Brady's gone and the Patriots are rebooting. So it does feel like the window is open for them to win multiple championships. But I just hate it when players act like it's that easy to do. Not one, not two, not three. I mean, that was my biggest gripe in Miami about the LeBron Heat, is that opening prediction with that laser light show of not one, not two, not three. It ends up being two championships. Now, how silly does it sound when you go back and basically predict seven of them? If you're Chris Jones, you know, I get trying to get the fans hyped, but this always annoys me. But it also sounds like Chris Jones is trying to promote himself and brand himself and trying to be some type of big personality. My guess is most of you guys haven't even heard of Chris Jones, so I guess he's doing his job here, trying to be outlandish and over the top. That was from Cody and Gold on Sports Radio 610, my old home in Kansas City. But if you were to ask me, Mraz, how many championships the Chiefs get, I think the over-under is 1.5 more. That they either get one more or two more, I don't think they're just going to be stacking 5 or 6 championships.
Yeah, especially now that Patrick Mahomes got his payday and salary cap questions will come into play naturally, because it happens to any successful team when they have to have a big payday. I would agree. I would expect to see Patrick Mahomes play in another one or two Super Bowls. Maybe he does get to more, but to make the proclamation that you're going to win any more than one more at this point seems to be you're enjoying a little too much your fruits of your offseason and winning a championship. And I can tell you this, Kansas City Chiefs were so rootable. Patrick Mahomes is a great guy. And it was so fun to watch that city embrace it. But I keep hearing more people talk like Chris Jones. I'm going to turn on the Chiefs and get nauseated by them real fast. Real fast.
The Chiefs better also watch out about thinking that they're already a dynasty. Because yeah. Last year, as great as Mahomes is and as deserving as they were of winning a Super Bowl, things broke for them. I mean, they came back from down 24 points against the Texans because Bill O'Brien's a disaster. They end up not having to go on the road to Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. And then they get to a Super Bowl, and they end up with a quarterback whose head coach is not going to allow him to throw a pass in the fourth quarter. So ended up working out okay for the Chiefs. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here, Chris Jones. That is your sound check. Standing by with our headline this morning is our dessert coordinator, Brad Heller. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, DA. This report is sponsored by Geico. Geico has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. With all rookies reporting to training camps by today, the NFL and the Players Association cleared a big hurdle with the COVID-19 testing protocols. Players will be tested every day for the first 2 weeks of camp. After that point, if the positive test rate for players, coaches, and staff is below 5%, the testing will move to every other day. And the NFL is also proposing no preseason games, something the players have been asking for all along. The latest first-round picks to sign, the Falcons and corner A.J. Terrell, Clyde Edwards-Helaire with the Chiefs, and the Jets signing their massive offensive lineman, Mekhi Becton, 6'7", 360 pounds. Meanwhile, a joint statement from the Jets and the Giants, no fans will be allowed at their games at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey until further notice. You heard from Steven Adams about his take on the NBA bubble. Well, here's LeBron James.
Everyone keeps asking me how is the bubble or how's it going, and I just say it's 2020. Nothing is normal in 2020. nothing seems as is. And who knows if it will ever go back to the way it was. Who knows? But you make the adjustments and you figure it out along the way. That's what life is all about. You know, life throws you curveballs sometimes, and it's how you not only approach it, but how you appreciate it as well.
The NBA bubble's working. 346 players tested in the last week and no positive tests. The seeding games begin in 10 days, a week from Thursday. Lakers, Clippers, and Jazz Pelicans will be up first. Also good news for the NHL. Only two players have tested positive since training camps opened a week ago. The teams will travel to the two hub cities on Sunday. The Blue Jays are talking to the Pirates about possibly sharing PNC Park in Pittsburgh for home games, since the Canadian government won't let them play in Toronto. Their home schedules only overlap for 7 games this season. The players' preference is to find a major league park. The Jays are also considering the team's AAA facility in Buffalo. Their first home game is July 29th. And one of the A's top prospects, lefty pitcher A.J. Puck, will start the season on the injured list with a strained shoulder. D.A.
Thank you, Brad. Mraz, let's ask this question. Where will Vlad Guerrero eat best? For Toronto, for the Blue Jays, is it Buffalo if they play at the home of the AAA Bison? Is it in Dunedin, Florida, where their spring training facility is? Or is it in Pittsburgh, home of the Pirates, where they could share PNC Park?
D.A., you could put slaw and fries on sourdough bread and eat sandwiches all day long at Permanente Brothers. It's got to be Pittsburgh. Look, he's close enough to Buffalo that I'm sure he's gone across the border and pounded wings and tried them all. That's a lot of bread, a lot of starch, a lot of slaw. It's got to be PNC Park. I fear for Vlad Guerrero's waistline in Pittsburgh. I would say if they play in Pittsburgh, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is up 25 at a minimum between now and Halloween. No doubt.
Well, you already said that he's up 40 just after quarantine.
Have you seen him? Look at shots of Vlad Guerrero in the spring. Yes, he can.
He can't add another 25.
Dude, what do you think? Have you seen my 600-pound life? Of course he can.
Those are not professional athletes working out every single day.
D.A., have you ever seen how big Prince Fielder got? I mean, Miguel Cabrera used to be a third baseman. He just kept packing on pounds. I'm telling you, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is relying way too much on that swing and everything like that. He astonishingly gained a lot of weight in quarantine. He made every person in America feel so much better about how much they ate during quarantine, because Vlad Guerrero Jr. basically can't bend down for a ground ball at 22 years old at first base right now without ripping his pants. It's a bad scene. And if now he's going to go play in Pittsburgh, I'm sorry, he's going to go play in Pittsburgh? Rough one. Because he's going to walk right into Permanente Brothers, mask on, and just be trying them all and pounding French fry after French fry after French fry. And I'm telling you, back problems by him very early. He's the next Prince Fielder, I'm telling you.
So you're going to say that Pittsburgh's a better eaten city than Buffalo is, home of the Buffalo Wing.
The Buffalo Wing absolutely tastes better in Buffalo than it does anywhere else, and I think Buffalo is a great eating city. And I do want to make this very clear. I want to be transparent as possible. I've never actually been to Pittsburgh, so I've yet to try the Permanente Brothers, but I'm going based on everything everybody says and everything I see and salivate over through a screen. And knowing that I've been to Buffalo, I don't know how, and especially because, dude, a chicken wing is a lot of protein, a lot of hot sauce. It's not necessarily the healthiest thing because they do cook it in butter, but you don't necessarily gain a lot of weight quick by cleaning chicken bones. You pack bread and starch and French fries and all of that nonstop, which is what he'll do because he's only going to be in Pittsburgh for 3 months. Yes, that's a much better heavy eating town and something he will gain a lot of weight doing. If I'm Toronto right now, I have a nutritionist basically following him around the whole day.
For the record, a Permanente's Brother sandwich is my favorite sandwich in America. It is one of my favorite sandwiches of all time, and it is on big pieces of bread. I love the hot pastrami. They put the pastrami on there. They also put the coleslaw on top of it. They also can put cheese on it if you'd like, tomatoes. There's a little vinaigrette on there. I have oftentimes gotten a fried egg on top of that, and then they top it off with their steak fries. They put the steak fries in the sandwich and then close the sandwich, and you eat it just as a big hunk of love.
Oh, that is a hunk of love. And I don't understand how Vlad Guerrero Jr. wouldn't be doing, ooh, I'm not in Toronto anymore. I'm going to walk into Primanti Brothers and, ooh, okay, all right, what do we got here? What do we got? Ooh, all right, Calvin Biggio or whatever his name is, here we go. What are we going to do here? And Vlad Guerrero Jr. can't bend down at any point because he's just so fat. I hate to use it, but I am fat. He got fat, and he's going to get fatter with all that bread and starch. And I will say this about Primanti Brothers, and I'm sure Vlad Guerrero Jr. is on this train too. The one thing that's really emerged in 2020, I think personally, and I've talked about this in the past, 2012, the year of the ranch, we've had the year of the sriracha. Coleslaw, a lot like Kyler Murray leaving his baseball contract, has now emerged, I think, as a top pick in the condiment draft. So, you know, if Kyler Murray had that baseball contract, a lot like Coleslaw with a side salad contract, Primanti Brothers was ahead of this game with Coleslaw as a topping. Coleslaw now, you could top it on anything. They might as well have squirt bottles at every restaurant of Coleslaw. It is an unbelievable topping that I'm sure Vlad Guerrero Jr. is just packing his face full of Coleslaw everywhere he goes. And now you're going to put Coleslaw on the Primanti Brothers sandwiches. I mean, that is iconic. That's iconic, and that's a real problem for Blue Jays fans and a top prospect.
Because coleslaw provides you the crisp and the crunch of the cabbage, but then also the cool down, refreshing zest of the cream as well. So it's just, it really becomes the perfect condiment for just about any sandwich, including hot dogs.
Oh, a coleslaw and a hot dog. D.A., it is the adult version of when we were kids and we used to get those little ice pops that you'd push them up through the thing and have a little cool down. Uh-huh. You want a nice barbecue right now? You got burgers, you got steaks, you got hot dogs especially. You bring out a big bat of coleslaw and just slop it on everything. It is the perfect adult cool down. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Primanti Brothers was ahead of this game, and Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s fat ass is going to be eating so much coleslaw in Pittsburgh. It's unbelievable. stock down on the Jays when their top prospect's eating that.
When we come back here on the show, will Dan Snyder lose the team over the last expose with the Washington Post late last week? Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. This is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
Maraz, I was trying to throw you some bones. I'm going to take back my bones.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
My bone. My precious bone. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. The DA shows in podcast form. Anything that you may have missed or want to hear again, available whenever you want it. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search The DA Show. Subscribe there. Rate and review us. That'll help other people find the podcast. Again, just search The DA Show on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you use. Last week, on Friday, we had Tyler Dunn join us here on the show. And Tyler is a Bleacher Report NFL columnist and long-form reporter. And the guys asked him, because I was out on Friday, so Mraz and Bogish asked him about the fallout surrounding Dan Snyder and the Washington franchise ownership in the wake of the expose done by the Washington Post, where 15 women came forward and said they had been put into uncomfortable sexual situations or had crude comments made about them, or there was sexual misconduct within the organization from multiple members. And as heart-wrenching as it is to hear anybody, male, female, young, old, white, black, Latino, whatever it is, go through workplace malpractice and abuse and those types of things, I hate to say it, but it doesn't feel like it's out of bounds for that organization. It has always felt as though that organization played by its own rules, led by Dan Snyder, who let his henchmen feel like they were untouchable because there was never accountability. They just spun their wheels constantly at every turn, and the guys that were in charge, and it was almost always guys in charge that were bulletproof, felt like they could do no wrong. We have that clip, I believe, from Tyler Dunn from Friday's show about what the NFL might do or what the fallout might be surrounding Dan Snyder and this piece from the Washington Post. Here's that clip.
I think there's a good chance, and I wouldn't have said that just, I mean, a few weeks ago. It might have been talking with some folks there when I was asked if, you know, if the Redskins' name would ever change. And back then, I didn't think so. It seemed like every time it came up, no matter what, Dan Snyder would just double, triple, quadruple down, and the name wouldn't change. And, well, the name's changing, and these are different times, and this story is, whew, man, it's about as disgusting as it gets. I mean, that is institutional. It's, you know, in the fabric of the franchise itself. You get the sense that it only really scratches the surface, too. I wouldn't be surprised if public pressure, corporate pressure, league pressure did kind of force Dan Snyder's hand, and it was almost like a Donald Sterling situation. I don't know. That's a gut feeling more than anything, but I'm not going to rule anything out. And just a few weeks ago, that would seem crazy to say, because it just seemed like Dan Snyder and his Washington football team just kind of plowed through every controversy. This is something I don't think they can just kind of brush aside. And the league itself is already weighed in.
Tyler Dunn, Bleacher Report, NFL columnist, senior writer there. So I am doubtful that Dan Snyder loses his team over this simply because there is no direct knowledge proved and none of these allegations are about Dan Snyder. It would be surprising to me if the collateral damage on this report is that Dan Snyder loses the franchise. Had a woman or multiple women come forth and said, Dan Snyder said this to me, Dan Snyder did this to me, I'd believe it. But without that, I think he's going to fight tooth and nail to keep this franchise, and Dan Snyder has a lot of money to fight tooth and nail. But I think what Tyler does say there is important, that these are different times. And I'm with him. I didn't know when Washington was going to give up that offensive nickname. I thought it eventually would happen in my lifetime. I didn't know when. I didn't know how long it was going to be. But I have felt for the last 4 to 5 years, maybe longer than that, but certainly the last 4 to 5 years, it was inevitable that at some point in our nation's history, we would look at this and say, well, this is unacceptable. It had become unacceptable many years ago, but powers that be tend to stay in power. Daniel Snyder was the person in power. He gets to call his shots because he's the billionaire that owns the franchise, and you can't tell billionaires what to do. So I figured, well, as long as he's in power, he's probably going to keep it, but he's not going to be in power forever. So when does that happen? Well, the powers that be have stayed in power in this situation, but monetarily things changed. Financial forces pressured him into doing what should have been done many years ago. Could financial pressures do the same thing here? Now, that's kind of an X factor. You know, we do live at a different time where people are opening up their eyes to long-suffering communities or parts of our society that have kind of been brushed off. I mean, the Me Too movement became a reckoning about powerful men applying that pressure onto women in the workplace. And that's what this is. That's what this ended up being. And so what would have been acceptable 10 years ago and certainly was expected in a Mad Men era, say, is no longer acceptable. I don't think that Dan Snyder is going to end up having to give up the team because there was no direct allegation to him. But I can't say never say never. Well, I should say never say never. I can't say never because things did change under our very feet and are going to continue to change. And if you're a Washington football fan and you want an end to the misery that has been Dan Snyder's 21 years, I don't blame you one bit. when we come back here on the DA Show. Top of the hour. Did Antonio Brown retire yesterday? And if so, do we care? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.